used to be a trucker for several years. This was a while ago now, but I will never forget this experience. It was only my first year on the job, and I was driving a semi-truck. I was able to sleep in the cabin of my truck, which I would often do. I remember that one time, after a long day of driving, I was making good time. Things were a little bit ahead of schedule, and I got to a place to stop for the night a little bit earlier than I normally would. I don't even remember exactly what state or city I was in, but it wasn't near any kind of major city. I went to a truck stop a little ways off the highway. It was really quiet when I got there, which was unusual, because most of the truck stops I had been to in the past were always busy. It was early though, so I figured that it would get busier. There were just a couple of other trucks there, and I easily found a place to park for the night, which was good, and then I went inside to get some food and use the restroom. When I returned to my truck, I ate and then watched the portable TV that I had with me. Several hours went by, and as I was watching my TV, I thought I heard the sound of somebody walking around right outside of my truck. I wasn't really sure why somebody would be right by my truck. I was parked kind of out of the way. Still, it wasn't a big deal to me. By now, it was starting to get late, so I figured that I should go to bed soon. I decided to go back to the truck stop to use the restroom again and look around outside. Then I would go to sleep. When I exited my truck, I didn't see anybody else nearby at all. There were just a couple of more trucks than had been there before. None were all that close to mine. I went inside the truck stop, and when I returned, things were the same. I got back inside of my truck and got ready for bed. I was pretty tired, and I fell asleep quickly. However, I woke up sometime in the night. When I woke up, I was sleeping on my side, facing the back of my truck. The first thing I noticed was that I heard a noise coming from inside of my truck. I couldn't believe it. Somebody was inside there with me. I would have to roll over to see them, and I couldn't bring myself to do it immediately. It sounded like somebody was going through my things inside. I kept lying there, pretending to be asleep. A couple of minutes went by. Things got quiet for a while, but then I heard the noises again. I slowly turned over just my head and looked. I just barely saw that there was somebody inside of my truck with me. They were not facing me, and I couldn't tell who they were. I considered saying something, but I decided to keep pretending that I was asleep. I had no idea how they would react. Each moment that went by was terrifying. Then, I heard them stand up, and I could feel them getting closer. It seemed as though they were standing right over me. I could tell that they were only about a foot away, standing over my bed. I was lying completely still, and was trying my hardest to seem like I was asleep. The person remained there for at least a minute. I was surprised they couldn't hear my heart beating out of my chest. Then, they seemed to move away from me. Within about another minute, I then heard one of my doors opening and closing. Then it was silent. I didn't move for several moments. I was hoping that whoever had been in my truck was now gone. Finally, I was able to turn over and look. Sure enough, I didn't see anybody inside anymore. I slowly got up and looked around. They were certainly gone. I checked my doors and made sure that they were locked. The strange thing is that they were. None of my windows appeared to be broken either. I wasn't sure how whoever had been inside my truck had gotten in. I checked my stuff, and my wallet had been stolen. A couple of my other things were stolen as well, including my watch. I was frustrated, but at the same time, I was happy to be okay. I left my truck and went inside the truck stop, and I called the police. They showed up a while later, but not a whole lot could be done. They did find out, though, that the lock on my passenger side door was broken. This was a while ago, and my truck was a little old, even back then. After this happened, I only worked as a trucker for about another year. That was by far my scariest experience. This is a bizarre story from my experiences as a truck driver. I had that job for years until I moved on to a different career that was better for me. However, I have many memories from my years on the road. One time, I had been driving for a while now, and I stopped at a truck stop. This one was really busy, and I went inside the building. I remember that somehow I got to talking to a woman that was inside the truck stop. I think we both ordered some food and were waiting for it. We started out making basic conversation, and I came to find out that she also drove a truck. We got to talking about our jobs, and then ended up eating together there at the truck stop. We got to know each other a little bit, and I was happy to make a friend who was also a trucker. Things sometimes got a little bit lonely on the road, and I was a single guy at the time. I remember that the woman asked me where I was from, and then she said that she was from a city that was right near mine. I lived right by a major city, and it was a pretty populated area. After we talked, I ended up giving her my address. She told me that she wanted to send me a postcard from the next city that she was driving to. Nothing seemed weird about this in the moment, because we were having such a great conversation. I thought that I was getting along with her really well. Finally, it was time for us both to go our separate ways, but we exchanged phone numbers as well. I was looking forward to possibly seeing her again sometime when I was back home. I went on with my driving after that. For the next few days, I was on the road, but I returned home after that. I had a few days off, and I had been texting with the woman who I had met on a daily basis. I remember that one night, when I was home, there was a knock on the door at almost midnight. I lived by myself in a sort of small house in a suburb of the major city that I mentioned earlier. When I went over to the door, I decided to look out the window first. I was unsure of who would be knocking on my door at this hour. I saw there was some guy standing there. I had no clue what he was doing here or who he was. Because of this, I decided not to answer the door, but he knocked again. When I didn't answer the second time, I watched from my window as he walked around to the back side of my house. Now, I was really concerned. He proceeded to make it around to my back door, and then he started pounding on it. Soon, there was banging on one of the back windows to my house. At this point, I was in the living room, which was in the center of my house. I was getting concerned that the guy would try to break in, and I took a couple steps over to the back door, and I yelled out that I was calling the cops. At first, this didn't seem to deter him at all. The man didn't say anything, and then stayed where he was. I decided that I would call the police then, and that's exactly what I did. I can't imagine he had any good intentions. I told the police exactly what was going on. When I got off the phone with them, the man seemed to be in the same spot. I would say about a minute after this, there was a crashing of glass from the back end of my house. When this happened, I got inside my bedroom and closed the door, but I didn't really hear any noises after that. I wasn't sure if the man was inside my house or not. After about 10 minutes, I heard the police at the front door. I left my bedroom carefully, but never saw anyone. When I went to the front door, the police were there, and they came inside and searched my house. They saw that a large rock had been tossed through one of my windows in the back. The guy was gone, whoever he was. After that happened, the man never came back. But the other strange thing is that the woman who I had been texting with never texted me again after that either. Everything had been going well, but she suddenly stopped texting me. I tried calling her, but the call didn't go through. I feel like these things were connected. I've never figured out exactly how or why, but it was really strange. This happened not too long after I first became a trucker. I've worked many long days and nights where I'm driving for hours and hours. One time, it was really late at night, and I'd been driving all day. I was so tired, and I knew I couldn't make it much further, so I decided to take a break and get some sleep for a few hours. I pulled over on the side of the road. I didn't bother trying to find a truck stop or anything. The road I was on had been pretty quiet, and I was only going to sleep for a few hours. I didn't even see any other cars in the distance as my truck sat there on the side of the road. The surroundings were open land and woods on both sides. I locked my doors and got to the back of my truck where I had a bed. I got under the covers and closed my eyes. I was out within seconds. That was always one of the best feelings, was laying down and falling asleep after a long day of driving. I only slept for about 30 minutes, and I woke up to the sound of knocking. It was still dark out, and the knocking was coming from my driver's door area. When I first heard this, I thought that it must be a cop who was wondering if I was in my truck or was going to tell me that I couldn't park there. I got up from my bed and went over to the door. When I looked out the window, I saw that it wasn't a police officer. There was just some guy with a hood, and I could barely see his face. He was looking up, and then saw me. After this, he moved away quickly. I thought it was kind of weird, and I opened the door to see where he went. When I looked out, though, he was gone. I wasn't sure where he went, but I got back inside of my truck and locked the door. Then I went back to get some more sleep. I was still really tired and hadn't gotten enough rest. Once again, I fell asleep rather quickly. This time, I slept for about an hour, but was woken up again. I wasn't sure exactly what had woken me, because I didn't hear any knocking or anything this time. I laid there for a few moments, and then closed my eyes again to go back to sleep. But as soon as I did, I heard somebody trying to open the passenger side door to my truck. Suddenly, I wasn't so sleepy. I got up and went over to the door and looked. I didn't see anybody there. I opened the door and looked around, but saw nothing. Now, I wasn't sure what to do. Should I try to get more sleep, or should I just get out of there? I was thinking that I probably should just get out of there, and I started to get ready to leave. But not more than a minute later, I heard another banging coming from the passenger side door of my truck. It was incredibly loud. I looked over, but didn't see anything. I walked over to the door this time, but before I could get there, the knocking stopped. I looked out the window, but still saw nothing. Then I opened the door again. This time, I saw a guy running off into the woods. It looked like the same guy who had been at my truck before. After that, I got out of there. I'm not sure who that guy was or why he was messing with me. That was a long time ago, but it's still the creepiest thing that's happened in my time as a trucker. This happened a couple of weeks ago. I was driving my truck, which I own myself for my business. It's a pretty big truck, and I drive it all around the general area that I live for work. I make a lot of deliveries, and I work all hours of the day sometimes. This happened one night when I was working late. I was driving back to my company headquarters after a long day. The time was like 11 p.m. Normally, I don't work quite that late, but this was one of the busier times. I was still a ways away and in a more rural location, driving down a quiet highway. My headlights were really the only light around. But as I drove, I suddenly thought that I saw something on the side of the road up ahead. I soon realized that it looked like a person. I slowed down but kept driving. As I approached, I could soon see that it was a woman standing on the side of the road. She was very close to the actual driving lane, maybe like 2 feet away from the line. I was wondering what she was doing out here. I was not aware of any businesses or houses immediately nearby. I also didn't see a car on the side of the road that could belong to her, as if it had broken down or something. This was definitely confusing. I decided that I would pull over and ask her if she was all right. I slowed down my truck and stopped just in front of her. She looked at me and then started walking over. She walked around to my driver's side and I rolled down my window. I asked if everything was okay and what she was doing out here on the side of the road. She said that she had been in the car with her friend and they were arguing and her friend just pulled over and made her get out of the car, then drove away. She also said that she had left her phone in that friend's car and didn't know what to do. Then she asked if I could give her a ride just to the nearest town. I happen to know the area very well. I've been driving around for years and have been in every city within probably a 50-mile radius. The nearest town was only like 5 or 10 minutes down the road. It was a small town and basically just had a couple of gas stations, a grocery store, and a couple restaurants. I agreed to give her a ride there. I told her to get in the passenger side and we began driving. I asked her where she lived and she named a city that was in the complete opposite direction. I found it a little bit odd at first and I asked her if she would rather I drop her there. It was the same distance to there, just the opposite direction. She said no, where we were going was just fine. After that, we stopped the chit-chat. It was just silence, and my radio playing quietly. Soon though, she started acting kind of strange. She randomly started laughing, an almost sinister sounding laugh. I almost asked her what was funny, but decided not to. Then, not too long after that, she started staring at me. I didn't look, and I kept my eyes on the road, but I could tell that she was looking right at me with her head completely turned to face me. It lasted for an uncomfortable amount of time, and I tried to break the awkwardness by saying something. I think I said something like, "The weather is nice tonight, isn't it?" She didn't say anything. She did stop staring at me, though. Then I noticed that she was looking down. I half glanced over, and I saw that she was on a cell phone. I thought that she said she had left her phone in her friend's car. When I sort of looked over, it appeared as though she was texting with someone. I thought about saying something, and I came really close to, but ultimately I decided not to. I just kept driving. When we had made it to within about a minute of the nearby town, that's when she finally spoke again. She said to me that she didn't want me to drive her to the town anymore. She said she really needed me to drive somewhere else, a little bit further instead. I asked where out of curiosity. She said to another city that she knew a little better. I was confused, but she gave me general directions to the area. I happened to know exactly where she was talking about because of my extensive knowledge of the area. The place that she was describing was not another city. It was a way more rural area, with mostly dirt roads and woodland. I asked why there instead, and she took a long time to answer me. She finally spoke and said, "Don't worry about it." I had a really bad feeling about this whole thing. We had made it to the first city by then, so I pulled into a gas station which was still open. I stopped the truck and said that was as far as I was taking her. She was upset at first, but ended up getting out. Then I pulled away from there and left. I could see that she had been using a phone, and I was sure that she would be just fine. I really feel like she was having me drive all the way out there as a kind of setup. I'm glad that I didn't fall for it.